Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey, have you ever seen Sleepy Hollow as a kid?
Let's reel it in. Low-key forgot that we were talking about Sleepy Hollow right now. I thought we were talking about next week's episode, but then I realized...
I'm the one with the computer.
...what our conversation was not even 5 minutes ago.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you asked, are we going to do this one or this one? I said, well, we're going to do this one. And he said, okay.
Yeah. Guys, first Halloween movie. Woo! This is our favorite time of the year. Well, I don't know about you. This is my favorite time of the year.
Favorite time of the year.
And what's cool is that it's my apartment, so I could decorate the Halloween episode whatever I want. And we're going to have costumes, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
We have to do
what
it.
What did we
again.
Dress up as last? You were a banana. And you were Miss Doubtfire? Or just
I was
grandma?
Miss Doubtfire, yeah.
You're just a grandma? You weren't Miss
Doubtfire.
You were just a grandma. You were lazy.
The box said Mrs. Doubtfire.
Did it really? Wait, you got in a box?
Well, a little package.
A little clear package?
I got a little package.
So, that's cool, man. So, let's talk about this movie. So, let's get right to it. No, we got drinks.
Can I tell you something, Tanner?
Yes. Are we sharing that?
I had an epiphany.
Okay.
Season one.
I'm going to put the computer to the side. This is going to be a minute. Oh, my God.
Season one. No, uh-huh. I think you'll be proud of me. I think you'll be proud of
Why
me.
Why do we buy two separate drinks?
Why are we buying two different drinks if we're putting them both in a mug?
Because what if I wanted to give you more? Oh, well, we didn't have mugs last season, so that
makes
more sense.
We didn't have mugs last season. So we could really, because I know that. For me personally, at the end of each episode, I have a whole drink left in my mug.
Yeah, and I remember I would always ask you, I'm like, you going to finish that or what?
Because I'm always talking on a podcast, not drinking. So
you bought one?
I figured from this point on.
That's fine. We could do that. Next week's going to be awkward, though, because I bought two drinks. But
well,
fine.
We could just both have the one.
So here's the thing. I don't like kombucha. And
oh
by
gosh.
I don't like kombucha, I mean I've never had it and I don't want to have it. But here you are. But here you are buying kombucha because I said, "Hey, give me something healthy. I want something healthy."
So I looked in the fridges and this literally says Health Aid kombucha.
Can I see it?
On it, and it's watermelon flavored.
Can I see?
I don't want you to smell it.
I'm not going to smell it. I just want to read it.
The cap's off. Be careful.
Oh,
you've
got
a big old whiff.
All right, here, camera, zoom in on me while I'm reading this. You've got a big, bright world in there. Your gut is a community of 100 trillion microorganisms that does way more than digest. It boosts mood, drives energy, and strengthens immunity for starters. But your gut needs to fuel to do the job. And that's where Health Aid Kombucha comes in. Kombucha, I should say. With
kombucha.
Living probiotics and detoxifying acids to restore body and mind from the inside out, you're sips away from a healthier gut and a happier you.
That all fits on one bottle?
That's the little paragraph right here, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well.
Living probiotics, what the frick? There's living organisms in this?
Sorry. They're alive. All right.
Oh, my God.
You know what isn't alive, though?
Who?
All the headless people in this movie. I'm going to pour our drinks.
Oh, my God, yeah, the headless people. Bro, please don't give me so much. I'm serious right now. He's going to dump. I know this guy. Look at his freaking goofy face. He's going to pour the whole bottle. You spilled it everywhere. A dribble. All right, let's dink. Ugh.
You know what it smells like? It smells like somebody put watermelon.
It smells like cucumber water.
It smells like somebody put watermelon flavoring in apple cider vinegar.
Oh my gosh. My sister drinks a lot of this. I think she still likes kombucha. That girl changes her diet every year. All right, kombucha. Down the hatchet. Okay. It's not terrible. I just don't like it. But it's not terrible.
No, I don't like it either.
Hold on.
You're right about the cucumber, and I wonder why this tastes like cucumber.
I'm sorry,
did that second
bro.
Sip do it? Bro, what's in my stomach right now?
There's a living biotic in my stomach
eating me
right
out
now.
On the inside.
It's like this. It's like, give me. It's all right. Please don't get it again. What did you say before we recorded? You're like, Tanner, that's the point of the pod. Because remember last season, guys, we had the Pooh Heffalump movie, and for as a joke, he picked the Pooh Heffalump movie, and he also picked those stupid kids' drinks with the little, Mickey and Minnie on top of the bottle?
Yeah, the race.
And you were like, dude, you said pick a drink and a movie.
Yes.
You said that today that you do this to harm me. He said, imagine how boring it would be if we just agreed on the movie.
We're going to have our first fight on air right now.
Go ahead.
I choose drinks I know you're not going to like. On
how?
Why?
Okay. I chose a drink
choose
for you next week.
Movies that I know that you wouldn't normally watch. Okay, that I think you're not going to like. But
that's
that I know
not the
you
point of the podcast,
watch.
Though. The point of the podcast is to talk about
just
movies we've seen
got
as kids,
drinks that we like, and watched movies that we like, and we're like, this is really good.
What do you think I got mugs for?
This is good. I can't believe that we're just having a great time on this podcast right now. What good friends we are. This is all true. But that's not good content. We need to be
divisive. You want to be divisive. You want
to
be against scripture right now. My mic is
arguing. We need to be. I'll hold your cup for you, bro.
Thank you.
We need to be head to head on almost every single episode, because if we just agree on everything, it's not going to be entertaining.
Take the drink back. Thank you. That's not what I signed up for. I signed up for us watching our childhood movies. I had a great first season with you. This one, I'm a little frustrated.
We're only 4 episodes in.
He wanted to change the movie this week.
He literally doesn't stick to the script at all,
and he writes scripts for a living.
This is true. It's a conundrum.
All right, whatever. The kombucha is okay. All that because of the kombucha.
Yeah.
Let's get into this movie.
This movie.
All right. So we
movie?
We picked Sleepy Hollow. He picked Sleepy Hollow.
We picked Sleepy Hollow.
Bro, I didn't have a say in this. I've never seen the movie.
Last season, how did we choose movies last season, Tanner? How did we do it last season? Remind me. How did we choose movies last season?
I chose one, and then you chose one.
Oh. So we chose movies back and forth, right?
Yeah.
This season, we sat down at the beginning of the year and chose all of our movies at once. So then I try to go back to formula. Back to formula.
Back to formula.
And now he gets all upset.
It's okay. Sleepy Hollow.
He didn't want me to come over the other week because he had his stuff laid out for the morning at 5 p.m. at night. This dude is so scheduled and structured, it's terrifying. He's like, I have my bed made. I've been in his room maybe twice. He's like, I have my stuff in the fridge ready to eat tomorrow. I go to his fridge to grab a drink. I'm not going to go in there and kick his freaking food down to the back of the fridge, okay? He's like, yeah, I have all my chairs lined up around my table. He's like, I have my mints out. I'm like, he thinks I'm going to just come in here and start kicking stuff and just flipping things over.
Here's the reason why, because he has. He comes here, he leaves maple syrup on my table, he comes here with blankets everywhere, pillows on the floor, my freaking cushions messed up.
Maybe if you want to host
comes over
a boys'
smelling
night.
Like...
Maybe if you want to host a boys' night, maybe have blankets and pillows to share.
You think I really care? You think I really prepared to have 3 other
boys'
pigs?
Night, me and you.
Oink,
cheek
oink,
to
oink.
Cheek. And somehow your face is still looking at me, snoring in my ear.
Bro, you asked for it when you spent the night. Sleepy Hollow.
Speaking of sleep.
Dang, let's get into this movie.
Let's do it.
Sleepy Hollow is directed by none other than our friend, Tim Burton.
Do you have a timer going?
Tim Burton. No, I didn't talk about the summer yet. I'm just giving the little about. Came out in 1999, same year as my brother was born.
And we did the summaries first.
It's rated R. Believe that or not.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it was rated R.
Ben watched a rated R movie as a kid.
I was like 12 years old.
I'll say right now, I haven't seen this movie before this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard rated R, I was like, geez, what kind of family did Ben, what family raised
we'll
Ben?
We'll get into that later.
Oh my gosh.
But I thought the first R-rated movie I saw was The Terminator.
Okay.
Turns out it was this one. I just didn't even know it.
Terminator's R?
Dude, Dude, yeah.
I did not know that. I haven't seen that movie
either. He does self-surgery, like pulls his eyeball out.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie either. How many Terminators are there?
There's boobies in that movie, bro.
Well, dude, okay. Okay.
Can't be two boobies in a PG-13 movie. No,
stop talking about this. Stop talking. Ben is so inappropriate. He's so inappropriate.
I'm not.
You talked about Scarlett Johansson in the first episode of this season. Remember Hot Mom? Remember Hot Mom from Simon Birch?
Hot Mom? Yeah, bro. That
wait, no. What other movie was there, Hot Mom? What other Hot Mom movie was there? You yelled.
Bro, freaking every childhood movie ever has
what
a Hot
other
Mom
movie
in it?
Was that? Let's go through the movies. Was it Sharkboy and
Stuart
no.
Little?
No. Read them off on your side.
Oh, Jack Frost. No.
Well, I think
yes.
It was. No, it
I
was.
Mean,
I
yes.
think it was.
I think it was, too. Let me see.
Yeah, honestly, that.
Jack Frost, The Muppet Christmas Carol, Stuart Little, Cat in the Hat. Cat in the Hat did have a Hot Mom. Transformers, Scooby-Doo, Aliens in the Attic. I don't remember what the mom looked like in that movie. Holes. How to Eat Fried Worms. I don't know what the mom looked like. Sharkboy and Lava Girl. Hot Mom.
Okay. All right. Inappropriate. So, here we go.
Beetlejuice.
It was Radar.
Hot Mom.
Oh my gosh, dude, I need to get into this movie. Do you have a timer or do you need me someone?
I don't have anything
on me
right now.
I'll do it.
I can count in my head.
Oh, I hope you can, brother. Okay, here we go. 5 minute countdown. Give me a second. Oh my gosh. How do I explain this movie in 5 minutes?
Good night.
All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, so the movie, oh my God, how does it open up? Oh my gosh, there's a beheading of Peter Van Garrett.
Oh, I remember the names.
I wrote all these long names down. Oh, yeah. Peter Van Garrett, he gets murdered, and he gets his head off, and apparently his son too, which we didn't see on camera. Fast forward, this guy named Constable Ichabod Crane, is he a lawyer?
He's a constable.
I don't know what a constable is. He's a constable. Constipated.
There's a magistrate. I don't know what that is.
So he's like, hey. And so then the judge guy or whatever is like, hey, go to Sleepy Hollow because there's been murder. There's been murders over there or whatever.
Death.
So then he goes over there and he's talking to all these townspeople. He's talking to Baltus Van Tassel, Katrina Van Tassel, which is his daughter, Dirk Van Garrett. Nope, that's the son. Reverend Steenwick, Dr.
Skip the
Thomas
names.
Lancaster, no, James Hardenbrook, you made me watch this, Samuel Philipsi, and Broom. There's a lot of people in this town, whatever. There's a lot of people, but basically, he's there, he's trying to figure out what's going on, so they tell him, hey, it's the Headless Horseman.
That's goofy.
It's goofy. So he's like, no, he's like, it's probably just a murder, or whatever. It's not actually a Headless Horseman, or whatever, but the thing is the Headless Horseman takes off their head, and like hides it, like, you can't find the head, but they know the body. 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So, they're going, so he's trying to, the whole thing is a murder mystery. I don't know how else to get into every detail, but basically he does a little twist and turns. He's trying to figure out who the Headless Horseman is. He encounters him, quit holding my hand. He encounters him and he spares him. And he's like, why did the Headless Horseman spare me? He's like, I was right in his direct path. And which we'll come to find out later. But basically he's trying to figure out who it is. He gets one. There's a dad that died. His name was Jonathan Macbeth. I don't know.
Macbeth.
His son, young Macbeth.
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Macbeth. God. He's like, hey, let me help you. So he's like helping. He's trying to figure out all this stuff. And then Katrina, which is Van Tassel's the daughter, they start falling and they start liking each other. They start. Aww. She helps him around and stuff like that. There's a good quote later. And then 2 minutes. Okay, I should get to the thing. So he finds him. He finds him in the Tree of the Dead.
Horseman. He finds him.
He talks to this witch in the woods, and then finds this Tree of the Dead. And meanwhile, like, Katrina's putting this spell on him. He goes to the Tree of the Dead and looks inside, and there's all the heads and all the stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, the Headless Horseman shoots out of it, like a Bakugan.
Yeah.
and shoots out of it, and then it's like finding his next victim. So
did,
then
you mean Beyblade?
So Ichabod. Yeah, I did mean that. Ichabod is like, yo, I gotta find this fella. So whatever. So he's trying to figure out. He's trying to put all the pieces together. He finds out that the reason that Van Garrett died, the guy in the beginning, is because the Headless Horseman is trying to get down to the family dynasty, the last known person in the family, which ends up being Katrina. So Katrina is the last person on the target, so that way whoever is sending the Headless Horseman gets all the riches, which we later come to find out is Baltus Van Tassel's wife. I don't remember her name. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I blanked out.
So basically, she like takes a skull and like summons the Headless Horseman and is basically trying to be like a head for a head or whatever, and like basically casts a spell to make the Headless Horseman kill whoever she wants on his list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause she a witch.
She a witch. 43 seconds. So almost everyone I named in the beginning died. Yeah, in the church. And so that means that she was the end. So then there's this big fight. They're fighting the Headless Horseman or whatever. And the Headless Horseman is played by Christopher Walken, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how come? 18 seconds. Okay, so there was a big kiss. The Headless Horseman gets his head back and kisses the wife. He brings her into the tree. They die. And then Katrina moves to New York City with Ichabod and young Macbeth as well. That is the end.
Young Macbeth was with them?
Yep.
That's five minutes. That last scene, I was looking and I'm like, is that his horseman in these streets? He wasn't. I got to sneeze.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, dude. I'll let you. All right, let me give you some fun facts about this movie. Fun facts, here we go. All right, fun fact. This movie is the third of many collaborations between Tim Burton and Johnny Depp.
Lucky number three.
Can you name a couple other ones?
Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride. I've never seen that, but yes.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of, honestly.
That's all I can think of right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Okay, the film was meant to be more of a slasher film than a murder mystery, which would have been a completely different story. That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
Which I have seen. Okay, I haven't seen this movie, but I've seen like a, like almost like a TV film. Like it's like not really like the, they made it for like an hour long movie special or whatever.
A cartoon?
It wasn't a cartoon. No, it was just like a picture, like a 1980s reenaction of this from like a TV. Oh my god, dude.
I can see it.
Oh, here's a good example. You ever see It, the old It?
Yeah.
So picture like that. It's kind of like
gotcha.
Yeah, it's really like not as well put together.
Okay.
But I saw that. So I knew the story of Sleepy Hollow, but I didn't realize that like this is the story of the Headless Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three Sith Lords in this movie. Christopher Lee, plays the guy, judge thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Ian McDermott, he plays Count Dooku. Ian McDermott, who plays Emperor Palpatine, is Dr. Thomas Lancaster.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And Ray Park, who is Darth Maul.
Oh, really?
You know who he played? He's the body of the Headless Horseman.
Wow, okay, because he's a stunt guy.
He's a stunt guy, yep.
Interesting. Isn't and then crazy? Albus Dumbledore was in the movie as well. He just didn't have a beard. The dad of the girl, Balzus.
Bro, and you know who else is in this movie? Great cast. Honestly, really good cast.
Tim knows how to choose them. I've been saying
that
forever.
The principal from Ferris Bueller plays the Reverend.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really
dude,
good
dude,
cast.
That Reverend, dude. That Reverend, though. I need more kombucha.
Do you really? Do you like it? Oh, I'm no. It
smells like vinegar and tastes like cucumbers.
Yeah, man. That's a lot. All right, I'm not drinking anymore. Okay,
you're a lot.
Johnny Depp adopted Ichabod's horse after learning it was going to be put down.
After the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Yeah, good on you, Johnny.
So you know how Tim Burton directed Beetlejuice?
I do know how
Tim Burton. So get this. Christina Ritchie, who plays Katrina, mm-hmm. her outfit in the last scene where she's walking in New York is the same pattern as Beetlejuice's, which that movie came out like 10 years prior.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
connected,
fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, man. All right, let's do then and now. Here's my then.
Didn't see it.
I haven't seen this movie.
Yeah.
I knew about the story about the Headless Horseman, but I didn't realize this was that. Mm-hmm. So, pick up. Oh, and I didn't really know anything about this movie going into it. I had a very blank slate when it came to this movie. So, your turn.
My then?
Yeah. Do you not like it now?
That's terrible. It's getting worse and worse with every sip I take.
Really?
So, my then, I said I thought that the first R movie I saw was The Terminator.
Yep.
Turns out it was this movie. And it makes sense how I was able to sneak this one in at such a young age. I was watching
Yeah, we're
it.
Going to your family family raising you. Are we going to that part now? Like, why did they allow you to watch this movie?
I was at my friend's house. I was in their attic, and we were watching this movie.
That's creepy.
Creepy, dude.
That's real creepy.
Well, they had a finished attic. Does that make sense? It was like they had a three.
It was done.
The attic was done. No, like they put carpet in there and they like finished the ceiling and they put like outlets in there and
yeah,
it was like a three level house.
It sounds finished to me.
They had a three level house and they put the top one. They kind of made it. They kind of made it into a four level house.
Okay. Okay, go on.
But I watched this in the attic, in the dark, and it was terrifying. I was so scared by the movie, but not for the reasons that I thought I would have been rewatching it. I didn't remember this movie being the way that it is.
Really? What did you remember it as?
I remember it as just the Headless Horseman. I thought he got his like head back way earlier on in the movie because I remember Christopher Walken freaking me out for like almost the entire time. Yeah. Now, there was a flashback in the beginning with him in it. But Christopher Walken with, like, the sharpened teeth and the glowing blue eyes is what stuck with me and why I'm like, oh, this would be a cool movie to watch during Halloween because it's Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. It's creepy. It's scared me as a kid. It would be fun. But
yeah,
can I transition into my now then
because
of this?
Please, yeah.
Bro, this movie was so witchy.
Oh, I didn't even give my now.
It was so witchy.
Yeah.
It was so, like...
Spells.
I didn't even like that's not my jam. That's not your jam either. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Watching it, I'm like, oh, this makes me feel
really
on the inside. Yeah. Yeah. Just anything like that always makes me feel that way. But, other than that, it was really fun. I liked it a lot. The action was surprisingly good for a Tim Burton movie. Okay. I don't remember his action scenes ever being that good. And some things were hard to follow for sure. But it was very inventive. Like the whole carriage fight scene when like the Headless Horseman's holding onto the back of the carriage and then he falls onto the Headless Horseman and crawls back up and then jumps to the horses as the carriage falls behind him. Like that was all really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought the last fight was pretty decent.
It was hard to follow still. I wish that I was just the movie.
Oh.
Like the problem solving. I wish I was smart enough to like follow their vernacular for what they were saying throughout the movie, but I just really couldn't. I'm terrible with names. I don't know who they're talking about the entire movie.
Yeah.
They kept saying people were dead. I'm like, who is that? Who died?
Yeah.
But,
it's an hour and 45 minute long movie, and it took me like 2.5 hours because I had to keep pausing and writing down names.
So I don't
know
if that's the movie's fault or if that's like my fault or our fault. Just for like, it's very convoluted, and I think it's meant to be that way. Kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Looking past all that, I thought stylistically and visually, very Tim Burton. I love the music, Danny Elfman. Between Danny Elfman, Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, I've never seen a movie from the three of them that I don't like.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this one.
So my now is this movie was not anything I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this movie was going to be very boring, if I was being honest. But as soon as it got to Ichabod being in Sleepy Hollow and like asking around, and like I realized, I'm like, oh shoot, this is like a game of Clue. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, this is going to be okay. I thought it was really good. That I love how they went that way, how it was just like a whole like murder mystery thing. I like that genre. Mm-hmm. I agree with the witches thing. I didn't really care for the witches part. I was like, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
But it, at some points it like, it felt slow, even though the story was going along.
Mm-hmm.
The actor Johnny Depp killed it. Like Johnny Depp is like really good in this movie. He like really nailed the whole quirky like constable role, and I thought mm-hmm. that was really cool. But other than that, like it's give or take. Like mm-hmm. I don't know. Like it was okay. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but it was still a good story. But I also didn't really care for it a lot. I'm really up in the air about how I feel about it. But other than that, I'll leave it at this. It was good. I enjoyed it for what it was, but like, I just don't know if I'm going to like
ever revisit it.
Yeah.
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 That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I don't think that I'd ever watch it again just because
if the names were just lesser, man, if I didn't have to carry about all these names and stuff.
All these Dutch names, bro. I'm Dutch, and I was even like, what the heck? Van this, van that?
Yeah. Yeah, I literally have all the names written down, and like, I so long.
Well, I appreciate you going the extra step and writing down all those names. Yeah. It's your commitment to this podcast and the show.
Hey.
Bro, give me some.
Yeah, as Ben. Oh. As Ben, we're meant to record two episodes a week. That's what we're doing right now.
Yep.
And Ben didn't watch the movie he was supposed to
to
do. So I am committed. I don't know about you, but
yeah, I watch.
I run
it.
The Instagram. Shout Matt Fulton.
I bring the camera. I bring the lights.
Yeah, well, who brings?
I edit the videos.
Who brings the commitment?
You bring the commitment. You bring. Yep, you bring all the commitment.
Boom, bada bing. I got two podcasts. I'm used to this.
This is cake.
Cake for me. Okay, let me get into some quotes then.
Do it up.
All right, ready? This movie didn't have a ton of quotes, but some of them were good.
Mm-hmm.
This was right in the beginning. It said, cut him up. Are we heathens?
Are we?
This was the first time we were introduced to Katrina's character when she was playing a game. The pickety witch, who's got a kiss for the pickety witch?
Bars. Bars.
Bars.
Bars.
Bars.
Her name is Christina Ritchie. Ritchie is the, what's
her name? I don't know how to say her last name. Ritchie?
It's Ritchie, but what's her first name?
Christina.
Christina? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good.
Okay, yeah. Is she in anything else that we've seen?
She plays Wednesday in the Addams Family movies.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that movie come out? In the 80s?
Casper movie.
Dude, I love that movie. Why did I not know that was her? I love that movie.
I love that movie. Why aren't we doing it this Halloween?
Should we switch out next week's movie? Or not the one after Scooby-Doo? Oh, by the way.
We're watching Scooby-Doo Zombie Island next week.
No, hold on. We'll get into that later. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This one stole from the Polar Express. It says, seeing is believing. I don't get it. This one I just thought was iconic. It just sounds iconic. Murder! The horseman's killed again! And I was like,
yeah.
Sweet. There was a small line that Johnny Depp said where he was on the horse. He said, good horsey. And I thought it was really sweet and wholesome.
Good horsey.
Was
that before or after he found out it was going to be slaughtered?
That's the first time he got on the horse.
Oh, okay.
And then this is the most romantic line. You have bewitched me. And then the last one is when the headless horseman is chasing them. And the wife goes, watch your head.
Watch your head.
And I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
All right. Traumatizing scale. What you got?
Ooh. I'm thinking about, this is strange, but I'm thinking about next week's movie.
Don't do that right now.
In comparison to this movie, though, because that's how I need to judge this movie correctly.
Okay.
Because next week movie.
Next week movie.
Next week movie.
Next week movie.
Next week's movie freaked me out more than this movie did.
That's
and
crazy.
And I want to give this one a 3.
Out of 10?
Out of 5.
Okay. But you want to give this a 3?
That means I would have to give next week's 4 out of 5.
Don't do that.
And that's dumb.
Do not do that.
Can I do a 0.5? Can I give this one a 2.5?
Are you literally crazy? A 0.5 or 2.5?
Can I give it a 2.5?
You can I give it a 2.5?
50%.
I don't like the way your head moved up when you said that. Can I give this a 2.5?
Can I give this a 2.5?
Do whatever you want, man.
I'm giving it a 50% on the traumatizing scale because of Sir Christopher Walken and his sharp teeth.
Okay, yeah, I'll say traumatizing scale for me. Yeah, I did not like Christopher Walken's sharp teeth, and when he like kissed her, but also ate her at the end.
That's the part that
that was weird.
He gave her a kiss, but his teeth are so sharp that she cut her mouth open.
Yeah, what also was weird too was I can't remember what it was. There was a shot or whatever where there was a CGI like skeleton. Mm. Or, like, turning into, like, a skeleton or something. I don't know if you remember this
or not. Oh, it's when the Headless Horseman put his head back on, and then the...
Yes. That part, I was like, that's really, like, it didn't feel like it was tying into the movie. Like, it felt very, like, this doesn't belong in the movie. Yeah. And the head's falling off. Like, oh, no bueno,
bro,
dude.
All the beheadings didn't faze me as a kid.
But did they
Should I be concerning? No, not at all.
This is what I'm talking about. What did your mom and dad do?
I thought it was all so cool.
Okay.
Because I know it's a movie.
Sure. Yeah, because I know
it's not like I'm watching a video of people actually getting beheaded. I did that in high school, okay?
What? All right, ready? Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 70%.
Good job.
And I kind of have to agree with them. 70% for me.
70% for you?
Yep. It's good. It's good. It's not great. So.
Well, I think what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Out of 10 headless people.
Oh my God.
7 heads.
7 heads.
7 heads.
Wow, bro.
Give those headless people 7 heads.
Give them their heads back.
Other Why 3. Movie wasn't good enough. Let them stay in the ground.
Okay, man. Dude, that's basically it. We got next week's movie is Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Woo! Woo! From the golden era or the silver era of Scooby-Doo movies, you're welcome.
Sure, man.
You're welcome.
We'll get into that next week, but Ben, plug away.
LaCroix, boy, Ben, on Instagram, real.in.in.podcast.
Yeah.
Tanner, go.
Okay. At Tanner Reckless. At Tanner Reckless. Hey. At Talk Time with Tandrew. A. At real.it.in.podcast. Ooh. Listen to North Carolina.
Still?
That was pretty fresh. Dude, it's been like 9. Still? I need more listens.
Dude, what if you got more listens?
Dude, what if? I hate you.
Let's keep it real.